three, clap. Yeah, that's gonna work.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, out here, it's just a little bit sweet, but I'm tripping out. Jane,
get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang out with your friends.
Game over.
I can strut ground for you.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
It's a good party.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Jonah Radio. That's the sound of one Neil clapping.
Hey.
Sure is.
Philosophy. Yeah. I don't know if I like that sound. It sounds lonely, like the clapping every time you do it.
Well, it's my gimmick now.
It's your gimmick. Oh, you always got to find that hook. That's the thing about Neil. He's always looking for that hook.
Yeah,
he really is.
He's like strong.
He's like somebody writing songs for Sun Records. He's looking out there. That voice was Cash Hartzell. Cash, how's it going? Yeah, it's all right. How about yourself? It's all right. Neil, how's it going?
Great.
Wow.
Great week. So much fun going on. A lot of real.
Did you get a new hat or something?
No. Mm-hmm. Just watching the internet all day, every day, 12, 10, 15 hours.
Yeah, my screen time's real up. I wonder what the reason for that is.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Could be my incessant need to call people dorks on other people's posts. I was going to say Queer Eye Season 5 is out. Oh, is it? Yeah. Did they make it back from Japan? I didn't see the end of last season. Did they get out of Japan? Oh, it was a cliffhanger. They were rowing. This one's Queer Eye at Sea. So it's very... there's not a lot of resources out there.
Yeah. They're just all in a giant piece of driftwood, like castawaying it.
Because God and the Bible.
Yeah. Beauty, this beard has to go.
Okay. How is it going to go? Baby, that seagull and your eyes. Ugh.
Wait, what? What?
The seagull. I was saying the seagull really brought out his eyes. Because I was thinking of the place where they don't have anything out there. But I guess if they had seagulls, they would have something.
So I'm sorry. I just want to, I'm just trying to understand. I'm trying to get better. A seagull is like an accessory that brings out the eyes. Not that the seagull is going to cloud his eyes.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I got that. I guess now I'm realizing, it's an accessory. I didn't. Yeah. Okay. Like a parrot? I mean, except, but they don't have parrots in the middle of the ocean.
They don't have seagulls either. Seagulls are always near land.
Yeah, that's where it really started to fall apart.
Hey, Cash, what do you call a seagull over San Francisco?
What's that?
A bagel.
I guess it's a bay. It's a gull. Oh,
see,
is he Jewish? It's a
sit in it, Cash. Sit in that.
Yep. Circumcised seagull.
No.
No. All right.
Well, hey, listen. This is. Hey.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, I have control over the applause now, so I can dig myself out of holes.
Oh, that's great. Great. The please clap. That's the Jeb drop.
Oh, what a week, guys.
Yeah.
What
all
a
right.
week.
Well, we're here and we're here to talk about music. So let's just get going. Let's play a song, huh? Let's play a song that was submitted from one of the our longtime submitters, Live from the Basement. These guys just put out an album where all the songs are inspired by Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. And and the Live from the Basement has been submitting to the show pretty much from the get-go. Love their stuff. This is probably the best sounding stuff they've done, I think, so far. And this song is based off of the poem from Shel Silverstein Magic, which the poem goes, Sandra seen a leprechaun, Eddie touched a troll, Laurie danced with witches once, Charlie found some goblins' gold, Donald heard a mermaid sing, Susie spied an elf, but all the magic I have known, I've had to make myself. Now this is Magic by Live from the Basement.
It's been a minute. Really hasn't, I just said it's been a minute, cause it had the right amount of syllables in it. Silly with it, quick with it, independent, spit a verse, birth from the base and kill the city with it. Benefited from the penny pins and grew up pitching penny power, walked the hoop for less for a Nintendo power. Penny teller with the pen and paper, smoking mirrors with the lyrics, I'm an entertainer. I speak in stop motion animation, I see my peers getting cheers, what a clearly lacking innovation. I got half a mind to open my mind on. At a time, yeah, I ain't worth my time. Turn the light into the day when I need one. Me and my lovely assistant made three sons. It's bringing memories back like refund. Watching reruns of my three sons. It's live from it, putting my life on it. Been driven since an 87, crashed to New Yorker with learner's permit. I got half a mind to open my mind on. At a time, yeah, I ain't worth my time. How's it supposed to feel? Focus on hocus pocus, but you hope it's real. Smoking mirrors, now I need a new one. Tried to slide a hand, but I can see it moving. World turning, I can feel it spinning. Thoughts spill, always feel like I'm missing it. Top hat, black cape, disappear gimmick. Reappear, right hand, got a beer in it. Ta-da, live from the come again, who want it then? Twice, so we live, another again. White glove, split tail coat. Put the brand on anything and try to sell those. I got half a mind to give a mind. But Reggie Thomas real, they gotta get in line to be giving mine. Finish with the old classic escape gimmick. Stop getting tied down by these fake limits. We live.
This is that real uncut classic music for y'all to get y'all things and drive on to. And drive is an old word, but I can still do that.
Making my own magic, I don't need those. Yeah. You wanna see, I'm trying to check the shades. Making my own magic, I don't need those. Yeah. You wanna see, I'm trying to check the shades. Making my own magic, I don't need those. You wanna see, I'm trying to check the shades. Making my own magic, I don't need those. Yeah. Honestly, I'm trying to set the scene first.
Came a long way from a basement. Now we in the clouds looking up, hoping mom proud, hoping my kids be better than me in every way. Cause every day I'm trying to make up for mistakes that I've made. But I'm made for this, mobbing to the beat, get a beat down. My deep on repeat, shook ones need to get around. Survival of the fittest, eyes alive. I was late writing this verse, but the champ has arrived. Came to play my part before I depart. Let me throw these darts, hit the bullseye with a bullseye on your marks. Mark ready, set, y'all lay ready. Yeah, the mayor right cheer, say my name so you won't forget. Playmaker for mayor, campaigning with my brothers Reg and Lance. After politics, we poly with the fans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
After politics, we going poly with the fans. Yeah.
Open my mind. I got half a mind in my mind.
My mind.
Yeah. All right, Live from the Basement, Magic. Great stuff.
They
keep getting better. I'm really, really stoked for them.
That basement must be really furnished by now, I hope.
When they break up, they got to put out, they got to do a collection called Dead from the Basement. No, I'm just saying, like, down the line.
Down the line.
Lived from a basement. How about that? That's a little more positive.
Or how about the couch smells like dryer water?
There you go. There you go. I like that. So this is usually the time in the show where we do a little bit of
music news.
Hey! All right! We're back! Yeah, we got it. This makes me so happy.
Yeah, well, right, it took a very small amount of effort, apparently.
You go, no shit. It's not that hard.
Yeah. No, it's really not. No, I just kind of signed on a couple minutes early and just did it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Did it just now?
No, I did earlier. I had to replace the Bell and Sebastian. I was told that doesn't cut right. Any. Yeah,
the load. It just doesn't have the energy that we've now squelched by talking about it.
All right. Back to one.
You want to do it again from the top?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's take it.
Here's the time. What's the time? It's time to get
music news.
That's right. It's music news. I'm glad we could play it again. Thank you, Neil. I want both of these in there.
All right.
Okay. So, as you know, Geico makes really funny commercials.
Sure.
They have for a long time. But they play, there's a lot of them, and they're all over the place.
They have like three different campaigns, right? They got the lizard one. They got like just straight weird ones.
They got Stephanie Courtney.
No, that's progressive.
Oh. I thought she hung out with that lizard.
No, there's Geico lizard, Stephanie Courtney for progressive, and then the Allstate actor guy.
Oh, yeah. J.K. Simmons.
But Geico, nope. The main Allstate guy is the black guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was in Welcome to the Jungle, a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
But that speaking I was of
got fired from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, that one.
Oh, that was the case where they couldn't get the bank to sign off on the loan unless they began editing while they were shooting, and then when they were done shooting they fired me.
Oh
yeah, and the director took over, right?
Yeah.
Well then that means you could probably get into this story because it doesn't involve the Allstate guy, it involves Geico.
Yay.
So Geico, has been doing these kind of pun based commercials. And one of them is a couple living in a new house they just bought. And they said, the house is pretty good, except there's a rat problem. And you'll never guess what instead of actual rats, like the rodent, it's the band Rat with two T's
in the basement. Playing round and round.
Exactly. They're in the basement. They're in the kitchen. They're all like, they're just all over the place playing round and round.
Yeah, they did something with Eddie Money and Two Tickets to Paradise at one point, didn't they?
Yeah. And then there's the Clogging Family. I think upstairs. I forget what the pun was for that one. But so they're in that. And so because of that commercial that's aired so much, Round and Round is back on the Billboard charts.
Oh, wow.
And it has also racked up 9 million more YouTube views since the commercials started running.
That's incredible.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wild.
Like, is that the next? I mean, I know that that bands and publishers do compete for like getting songs and stuff, but is this going to be like the new, like, the new thing is like, how can we help commercials make fun of us so that we can reinvigorate our career?
It really is. The singer told Variety that he's become a lot more recognizable because of the ad. He said, "There's a really cool grandma that lives next door to us and she goes for walks. One day I'm out there with a hat on and swim trunks, just beachwear, right? And she goes, 'Are you in a commercial?' And I said, 'How would you know that?' She goes, 'Well, you have a lot of energy.' And I'm thinking, all right, that's what a national commercial means."
Sure does. Sure.
Well, did you? You got, I mean, I remember when the Jonah Ray days pre Bing and post Bing. So I got I assume that was pretty much the same, right?
Remember
how national commercial?
Yeah, I was. It was so weird with that because I was so worried I was going to become like super recognizable. And there was a point where they wanted me to be in like at like the print ads and stuff like that, and I was very hesitant and not sure about it. And then once the commercials went away, because the claims they were making in the commercials were turned out to be false, and so they scrapped the whole campaign. Once that happened, people immediately forgot about the that's when I finally figured out, like, you know, like a whole stand up bit about it. And everyone's like, huh? Why?
What's Bing?
Yeah, exactly. The joke I do is, if you don't know what Bing is, Google it. Neil, you're gonna love this next.
Hold on, let me take my pants off.
Okay, get ready. Right. So as you guys know, a lot of people on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, especially in the music industry, did a kind of a blackout. You know, they posted black squares. The hashtag the show must be paused. So a lot of musicians and labels and etc. Partook in that. Even Spotify did a moment of silence before anything played on their site that day, like 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time that that murderer's knee was on the neck of George Floyd. And so a lot of people kind of participate in this in the music industry, including one Morrissey. Now, Morrissey from The Smiths, and of course, Morrissey. Mm-hmm. We've talked about him a lot the past few years because of his he's become pretty far right leaning.
Yes.
And so when he posted about the show must be paused, people went ape shit and just fucking started attacking him online. because he agrees a lot with far right racist ideology. Like one time he made fun of the mayor of London, who's a Muslim guy named Sadiq Khan. He made fun of the way he talked. He said, this is the mayor of London, and he cannot talk properly. I saw an interview where he was discussing mental health, and he repeatedly said mental health. He could not say the words mental health. The mayor of London, civilization is over.
Jesus, what a drama queen.
Yeah.
And so people like just fucking one of the best responses was it was at a record store. It was actually, I think, at Amoeba. Someone posted a picture they took where it's he tweeted the show must be paused, hashtag the show must be paused. And then the picture that someone responded with is a record of his at Amoeba, and then a bunch of hands pulling the middle finger up to the LP.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's another person said, you support the far right for Britain and Anne-Marie Waters. You're a part of the problem. And then I found out about this. I never knew this. I'm surprised Neil never came, because we all know, Neil, what do you consider the Smiths and Morrissey?
Babysitter music.
You do not like it. And so I was surprised that you never heard this track from JPEG Mafia called I Cannot Fucking Wait Till Morrissey. Hold on, Cash. Cash. No shit. I want to get the title out there so people can hear it, okay?
Uh-huh.
The title is called I Cannot Fucking Wait Till Morrissey Dies. Now you can put it.
Tom, Varg, Morrissey, yeah, bunch of timid white, who can't fuck with me, okay. My daddy told me these white bitches can't keep a key, woo. Fifth in his face, got him singing C, yeah. Never, woo. Mine, you or me, okay. Fuck a Johnny Rotten, I want Lil B, yeah. Fuck you niggas talking, this a killing spree, hey. Pull a
up on a cracker bumping Lil P. God damn. Holy shit. Got my reparations, bought some jewelry. Hey, I'm a left wing Hades. 26 with a fresh 380.
I'ma show you exactly how we do it down in the country, baby. This Alabama, though. Huh.
Watch make you go cocky. Rex make me walk wild side.
Okay.
And you know I rock real down.
I mean, of course, they get a little off topic.
No, got a lot of ground to cover. But
yeah.
I think there's a strong central theme there.
Yeah. All in the title.
And the he can't hold the key is pretty great. Pretty good commentary of Morrissey.
Yeah, definitely. Neil, as a fellow hater of
I don't even hate him. I just don't think about him. Like, it's just I just don't care for him.
You have to think about something to give it a name like Babysitter Music.
Well, no, I made my decision when I was 14, and then that was it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's your entire life, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I still dress like the Beastie Boys in 1991.
Yeah, no one knows this, but Neil only wears X large, not the size, the brand.
Yeah.
Recently, Nick Cave wanted to help save a London music venue, and so he is going to auction off a pair of sparkly socks that officially belong to him, and apparently they say it's going to be worth a fortune.
That's gross. Like, that's gross.
It's not something I would see him in, frankly. Like, I don't picture, like,
I could see him in some, like, you know, a little bit of, you know, stage wear, like a little sparkle.
Yeah, like tight black pants that are kind of high waters. And then, like, before, you know, whatever creepers he's wearing, he'll, like, have the little sparkly socks.
Yeah, maybe some penny loafers with a tassel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Why is it gross?
Because feet are gross.
But I'm sure they're washed. They look washed.
How do you wash them with sparkles? Need
probably that. Dry cleaner.
Dry cleaner. Yeah, that's a good point. What's that?
Imagine having to take your fucking socks to the dry cleaner. Must be nice.
I live by that Mitch Hedberg joke that I did not realize it was a joke for a while.
This sweater is dry clean only, which means it's dirty.
Yep. But the day I got that joke, I laughed a long time. Unfortunately, it was maybe 2 years after hearing it. So,
I always think about laughing a long time. One of my favorite examples of that is in Black Dynamite, where when Black Dynamite like is in the helicopter and he like with a super magnet picks up like the evil cop's car, then like drops it off in a canyon. And then he's like laughing in the helicopter as he does it, and then it like crossfades to him like walking like to an office, like his headquarters, and he like walks in the room and he's still laughing.
That's awesome.
Good joke.
You know what's been great on movie. Cable they're starting in June? Fucking Top Secret.
Yeah, I think it's also available for streaming anytime you want.
Yeah, but you know I don't do that.
That's true. He doesn't.
Freedom from choice. It's what Neil wants. Freedom from choice.
Well, now
what Neil needs.
I mean, I'll probably end up in the street. Well, I did watch that Mudhoney thing on Amazon this week, and what else did I watch? I watched something else. But yeah, I mean, I have so many movie channels, and I'm like, I pay a lot of money for these. I should use them.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you have the movie channels, and all those channels provide streaming apps that you could also just watch any of the movies that are on those channels. You can watch anytime you want. Any of the shows, any of that. HBO, Showtime, any of them. Cinemax.
Yeah. Is this an ad break technically? Should I?
No, I'm just saying it's like you're still like you're paying for it either way, even if you stream them or not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You can leave the channel running on your TV and stream them on your computer if you want, Neil.
But I just like the idea of like clicking around and going like, oh, look what starts next.
See, yeah, I still do that. That's why I keep like certain stuff, because and I wish there was. That's why Shudder is so great, because Shudder like has that when you go into the app on Apple TV, it has four streaming channels just of different, you know, kind of styles, playing movies of all kinds. And so you can kind of just like, sometimes you're like, oh shit, like you know, Tenenbray, Argento's Tenenbray is about to, it just started. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just watch this.
There is something to that of like, ooh, I'm just catching it, or ooh. Like the removal of the choice of actually having to go like, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch that. Whereas if you just turn it on and you're like, ooh, first 5 minutes, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I'm going to, if I can start anything at the beginning and there's an unlimited catalog, it takes me forever to pick something.
Yeah.
Oh, same. You know, there's a lot of bad news out there in the world, but especially due to COVID-19 and the ongoing protest for Black Lives Matter and police brutality. But here's a little silver lining from that. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Motley Crue and Def Leppard's tour will be postponed.
Oh.
So now you can look forward to not even having a choice to go see them play.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, they're gonna have to get Tommy Lee out of that drum kit. He strapped in like 3 months ago.
Guys, I'm ready.
Oh, Tommy, I hate to tell you this. Oh, buddy. Oh, did they drill you in there? Oh, this is gonna take a while.
Yeah, I can't really get that close because of social distancing. So we're gonna need to rig a really long screwdriver.
Yeah. How about we just throw you hot dogs for a while? It'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll throw you a hot dog.
Yeah, he will.
Hey-o.
Won't have to get up for it either. Oh.
Hey, guys, do you know how Axl Rose rarely tweets unless it's attacking someone in politics these days?
Yes.
Like when he, you know, was calling Steve Mnuchin an asshole, rightfully so.
Yep.
But he's at it again. He's at it again. Donald Trump, who I believe is our president in this country, he tweeted, the lamestream media is doing everything within their power to foment hatred and anarchy. As long as everybody understands what they are doing, that they are fake news and truly bad people with a sick agenda, we can easily work through them to greatness. And then Axl Rose responded with, lamestream media isn't doing everything within their power to foment hatred and anarchy. That's you. As long as we get what you're doing, then that you're fake news and a truly bad, repulsive excuse for a person with a sick agenda. We can work past you with whatever it takes to be better and stronger future.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
it's nice to see he's working on lyrics.
I really wish he would end every tweet with "Give me some reggae."
Yeah.
Give me some reggae.
Oh, that's so well. Good for Axl.
Did he scream that before the kind of bouncy part in "Live and Let Die"?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A long time ago in the show, we played someone that had just looped that one part.
Well, it also reminds me of that. There's the Neil Young song, "Cortez the Killer," where he breaks into sort of a reggae thing. As well, we've talked about that as well. I guess there's a whole terrible invocation of reggae that runs through our show.
We haven't played this for sure.
That's a very good point. Yeah, someone on YouTube back in 2017, they took that moment of Axl Rose saying, "Give me some reggae." And then they basically looped it for an hour.
Jesus.
And what's weird about it is that, like, I remember when we were listening to it, I think I don't even know where we were, but I remember it made us laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, but it's just taken forever.
2017, we were probably in the garage at Cash's. No?
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't live there anymore.
That's fine. You can... yet.
No, I don't think so. It is like a complete.
Yeah, it's a loop.
All right.
God, can we sell that as a ringtone?
Oh, God, I'd love it. I'd love that. I hate that you can't make your own ringtones anymore. At least I've tried a bunch of ways and I can't seem to figure it out.
I don't know.
It's all proprietary. Speaking of musicians that don't like Trump and do like Trump, recently, you know, Serge Tankian from System of a Down, the singer,
mm-hmm.
Who is very, very left-leaning, was a Bernie supporter. Had some words against Donald Trump and, talking about how he's not handling, he said, run, Donnie, run into your bunker. You may be the first U.S. president to do so out of fear of your own citizens. A real leader would address the nation properly, and a real man would go face the protesters on the street in person. But it turns out that the drummer of System of a Down, John Dolmayan,
mm-hmm.
Is a very conservative leaning person. He tweeted out, let's not let the narrative that's been being spun make us forget the truth that of the statement that. Donald Trump is the most attacked president in history, yet the greatest friend to minorities. Don't believe it? Look at the stats. Don't like it? Doesn't change the truth of it. This is his response when he retweeted that that when Donald Trump said that he has done more for the, of course, minorities, and he's like probably the greatest Republican, with the exception, he said, of Lincoln.
Well, yeah. What
the fuck?
That's... it just goes to show you that there's something in those Glendale Hills that may affect. I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know how you're in a band with that dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess they've always kind of disagreed with stuff like that, and it's almost I think a bit. I don't know. It's one of those things where you want to hope that we can get to a spot in the world where there are disagreements like that.
Yeah,
but it's like yeah, we don't agree on stuff, but we're buds and we make good music together, stuff like that. But but when a band like System of a Down has they're very politically bent.
Yeah, there hasn't really been a separation between their music and their politics, least that I could tell. I mean, the first time I heard of them was during the Democratic convention in 2000 in LA. And they were, I think they were playing free shows and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. Mm. Granted, they were, they weren't pro Democratic Party shows, but it's pretty amazing.
Let's take a break with a song,
mm-hmm.
Before we get into some more, Mies-a-chanars. And let's play a submitted song by Mega Ran and DJ Organic. This is a submitted song. It's a real quick one, and it's called Alabama. Great 8-bit hip hop.
This seems like a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame on a Negro, a Latino, that don't act like he know whenever we flow. If he's stunning, call him Weebo Knievo. He's no random dude, I'm that random dude. My amplitude done changed who I answer to. Hitting players like letting wild panthers loose. I work hard plus work smart. It's a given, like rappers saying ayo right before the verse start. You don't wanna take it there. Might punch you in the ear while recording. Sample that and make a snare. The Shawn Michaels, the song cycles. Open palm strike you. I don't fit in the pocket like long rifles. You put swag over skills, I don't like you. You start stacking them bills that gon' bite you. I spit hellfire, hell hydra, bust like frail tires. That's why I'm hell higher.
Hey everybody, it's Cash stepping in just for a second to talk to you about BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the active ingredients, Sildenafil or Tadalafil. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredients that is best for you. Chewables can work faster. The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting line at the pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are made in the USA, and BlueChew.com gives you confidence in bed every time. There's a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of stray thoughts. You want to focus on what you're doing. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Jonah. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Jonah. Guys, times are tough right now. More so now than maybe when this ad was written. But Harry's is still here to help you look your best while saving you a little cash along the way. I've talked about how my beard has been cut down from overwhelming to a tight little, just a little something under the chin right now. And Harry's has helped me do that to help me breathe better through my mask. It's actually given me some great looks. Not that anybody sees them right now, but they are fantastic for this. You can get a free trial set delivered to your doorstep by going to harrys.com/Jonah. Why Harry's? Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. They've cut out the middleman manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. Harry's is super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription. In this particularly challenging time, they're sending 1% of proceeds to nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better healthcare for men and veterans. And to help support those who need it the most right now, Harry's is donating $1 million worth of shaving supplies to hospitals across the U.S. Listeners of this show can redeem Harry's trial set at harrys.com/Jonah. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade to cover your razor and keep it dry and easy to reach. Go to harrys.com/Jonah to start shaving better today. Back to the show.
So that was Mega Ran and DJ Organic with Alabama right before some ads there. That was submitted, Jonah?
That was a submission. Thanks so much for submitting that. If you want your music on this podcast, send it to us. Jonah Radio, RayDio@gmail.com.
If you've got friends in bands and you want their music played on here, submit their music.
Without
yes,
telling.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. So here's why Tool is a good band. They recently officially canceled their 2020 tour, and that doing that was able it was so people could get refunds easier for the tickets they've already purchased.
Oh, that's awesome!
And it's that sounds like really obvious, but a lot of people have just postponed it, meaning they can hold on to that money.
Yeah,
exactly.
So good on Tool.
Letterkenny.
Well, that's not fair. They're
they would have to convert the money back from Canadian in order to give it back, and that's not
that's an extra stuff. The money's in the bank accounts or investment accounts of like AIG or whatever.
Yeah, that's another thing is that a lot of people don't realize is they make money when they don't give you back your money because they get interest on it.
Yeah. Not sure if you guys know about this, but Grimes, you know, the musician, the artist Grimes, who of course is also married to Elon Musk, and who are the parents of Schwarzenegger. Or however it's pronounced, I'm not really sure.
I think you have to solve for it, and then you get the answer, and then you can say the name.
But I don't. How many do I have to roll? What D20 or D?
D20. Yeah. Okay. What's your charisma level?
Off the charts, baby.
Oh yeah, Elon Musk's
zero.
But I don't know if you know this, but recently, Grimes is doing an online art exhibition, and she's calling it Selling Out. And in it, she is officially selling her soul. You get that?
Wow.
Now here's like, this is some of the legalese when you purchase her soul. Here's the legal contract. Here's some of the soul, the soul of Grimes. One, consists of the spiritual, immaterial, and immortal essence of Grimes, which exists independently of and distinctly from her physical being, but is the essence of life itself. Two, is mutable in time, but immutable in space, containing eternal truth and wisdom.
Those two are doing entirely too much drugs.
Three, is imbued with the knowledge of the good and with honor. And four, contains perspective, rational, and contemplative powers that enable it to be close to the source of all things in the universe, which is easy when your fucking husband has a rocket. but this is what you get when you buy the soul. The holders of the soul shares, now it's shares, shall be entitled to share in the joy and happiness created by Grimes' soul as and when such joy and happiness is created from time to time. Such joy and happiness may include flashes of brilliant white light and in an ethereal feeling.
Ugh.
But you guys are probably wondering.
I remember when you could name a star after someone, and that was, I was like, that's a scam.
to quote an animated show, Simpsons did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The when Bart sold his soul and he could only row in circles. Mm-hmm. And of course we all know what happens. There's the quote that I get every time I post about Notorious POG, the beer I did with Stone, where it's a pog based thing, where people go, remember Alf, they're back in pog, he's back in pog form.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Great episode. Great episode. So if Grimes dies, you get to keep your shares of her soul. So if there's a liquidation or dissolution, in the event of any liquidation or dissolution of Grimes, holder of soul shares shall be entitled to remain connected to the soul wherever it comes to reside. A liquidation or dissolution of Grimes shall be deemed to include her physical being no longer being among us.
Ugh. Well, the cool? Do you get to visit or like her child if she dies? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Like, I don't think that's a good point.
It's like, all right, kitty, you're just going to hang out here and mommy's shareholders are going to show up in just a little bit and play with you.
Yeah.
It sounds like Elon Musk is like, I got 50 lawyers on retainer at all times. Why don't you just go talk to them and make up some bullshit contract?
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely someone with more lawyers than sense.
But there are some clauses in there because there's a goodness covenant reversion right. So each investor recognizes that in owning soul shares, they are holding a piece of Grimes' soul, that such ownership is a unique responsibility requiring them to accept the obligation to be a kind, good, and ethical person, and that such investors' actions to the contrary may have a material adverse effect on Grimes' soul.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was not the future I predicted when I was 15.
Just shopping, going down to Boston, getting some X-large clothes, listening to Check Your Head.
Rail sliding on parking soap blocks.
Yeah. Checking out Bill Cosby's farewell tour.
So early, so pre, but yeah, so that's what Grimes is up to. I'm not sure if we talked about this last time. I think this came up, but Chris Novoselic, the bass player from Nirvana, and of course, Oysterhead. I can't remember which, the Long Beach Dub All Stars thing he did. I can't remember what it was called.
Oysterhead's the Les Claypool.
Ah, that's right. That's right. And then what's Newstead's other band? What was his band after Metallica? Jason Newstead.
Oh man.
Because he did Newstead like a couple years ago, but there was something else that he did. I can't remember.
I can't remember that.
And there's that scene in Some Kind of Monster where Lars is just like, fuck, that was so good. Oh fuck, I suck. But he of course got a bit of backlash when he posted that he loved Donald Trump's statement on the Black Lives Matter protests, saying that I think this was on Twitter or Facebook. Someone says like, wow, I know many of you can't stand him. However, Trump knocked it out of the park with this speech.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
He loved the whole law and order thing aspect of it. And so
such a weird turn, because I thought he was like running for like super progressive politics and
he says he doesn't have I think it's like, that's the thing, is like, you know, I think he just talked about, you know, like he goes on to say, I was driving back from Joaquin to Seattle and back and forth today, and I saw countless fellow Washingtonians on the road. I did not see any violence, but a Tesla supercharging station at an Auburn mall was closed off by police. Driving, I passed by regular folks who are already stressed by the COVID situation. Now social media and television are looping images of societal breakdown. I agree the president should not be sending troops into states, and he legally might not be able to anyway. Nevertheless, his tone in this speech is strong and direct. And so someone says, he said also the rioters appear to be of a leftist insurrection.
and so
he clarified those statements recently.
Oh, okay. Update. So-
He said, to clarify a few things, as an avowed independent, I don't endorse a major party or candidate. And it feels insane to say this, but I don't support fascism and I don't support an authoritarian state. I believe in a civilized society and that we all have to work toward that. Love and thanks to anyone who cares to read this. Okay. Some of the reactions on Twitter that I saw were pretty brutal. One of them was, the wrong kid died.
Or that, there's that line in that Mudhoney song where like they say, I think it's shtick or something.
And tired of your shtick.
Yeah. And like, you should blow your brains out too.
I don't think he was talking about Chris.
Oh no, I don't think they were.
Yeah. Oh, but that's an interesting thing that I thought was that I liked in the Mudhoney doc that's on Amazon, where when Mudhoney was going to open up for Nirvana for a few, like a West Coast tour, they were really bummed by like all the people that Nirvana had hired, all the people that were like working around the band, all like the kind of environment. They said it was all a bunch of kind of like showbiz scumbag, slimy people, just kind of like trying to, you know, just exploit being able to work this close to the band. And then they had already signed on to do a tour with Pearl Jam, and they were like, oh god, Pearl Jam, it's going to be even worse than Nirvana. And it turns out like that Pearl Jam surrounded themselves with just like legit, like, you know, people from the scene, friends, people that were like good people. And then And I thought that was really, and they said they was so much more fun that like, it's like actually Pearl Jam were keeping it more legit during that time than Nirvana did.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think the, you know, the hiring practices of a heroin addict who has just received a bunch of money probably aren't the most exhaustive. You're not going to get a big screen.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point, Cash.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Like, you know, here, like, I love like when musicians speak out and do like stuff and like the different kind of covers that are happening all over the place. I want to share a couple covers that I came across right now. We'll just listen to parts of them. But Mr. Bungle, this is their first recorded song since 1999.
Oh, wow.
And it's a cover of, you know, we here at Jonah Radio love covers. This is a cover of USA by The Exploited. All right, we're good. So that they did that, and it sounds great. Makes me want to actually check out Exploited again. I remember when I heard it when I was younger, I was just like, not for me. But that's kind of a more one-to-one. Like Mr. Bungle's noisy and screamy. This is a fun cover. This is Soul Asylum, who are a Minneapolis-based group doing a cover of the Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks Fuck Off. Here's a little bit of that.
How's that mohawk working out for you?
Okay. All right. Nazi punks, fuck off.
Wait, who was that?
That was Soul Asylum.
Oh, wow. For some reason, I thought you said Goo Goo Dolls, and I was like, oh, wow. But Soul Asylum makes sense.
Yeah. Soul Asylum, they're doing it, and they're just giving it away and then, like, asking for donations to different like George Floyd Memorial Fund, GoFundMe, change.org, stuff like that. Black Lives Matter, NAACP. So that's great. It's nice like seeing these old school dudes, show their true colors, and those colors are beautiful. The one thing that, before we end music news, I want to say is, it turns out Eminem is afraid of giraffes. That's it for music news.
How did you find that out?
He did a long like Q&A for like the 20th anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP. Let's see here. His favorite cereal is Raisin Bran Crunch. He likes Tupac a lot. Raisin Bran Crunch, the crunchier version?
Yeah, because it's got a little like cinnamon kind of dusting on it.
Ooh.
And it's got the little like not just flakes, but they're kind of like balled up.
Little clumps.
Nice. Yeah.
Little tooth cracker there.
He also says Tupac is the greatest songwriter of all time. He says Andre 3000 is the artist he would most like to collaborate with. And he also says he has previously spoken about his bizarre fear of giraffes and owls, saying he doesn't like their necks. And one of them, fans told him that they sympathize. And then he replied with, "Thank you for understanding."
It's funny because giraffes have super long necks and owls have no necks.
Well, but they
but owls' necks turn all the way around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they're both weird in different ways.
Oh man! Imagine combining them.
Yeah. His favorite shows recently, Stranger Things. He also prefers The Wire to The Sopranos.
My man.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has four favorite actors because he couldn't just list one. But Denzel Washington, Sylvester Stallone, Al Pacino, and you'll never guess this, Mark Wahlberg.
Wow.
Oh boy. There's a couple misfires in that list of four.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, like he's a batting 500 there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, there are some, you know, there are some correlations between the movie 8 Mile and Rocky, except, you know, if he was
Rocky
the
ran 8 miles.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the hoodie, though, you know, the running and stuff like that. Yeah. His favorite Batman is Christian Bale.
Okay.
Okay.
He likes to write his raps in the nude.
Ew. I can see that.
That could just be a joke. His favorite 50 Cent album is Get Rich or Die Trying.
That's the first one, right?
That's the one he produced. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And is let's see, is Fack is his favorite of his own songs. And he thinks it's a lyrical masterpiece, which is here are the lyrics from it. I like boobs, boobs, boobs. Now see that gerbil, grab that tube. Shove it up my butt. Let the little rascal nibble on my asshole.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
The thing is, it's like he's might be one of the driest, like, funny guys.
Yeah.
Can't be dry without
cancer. Like, he really just. That's why he needs the lube.
Yep.
His cameo in Funny People is pretty, pretty awesome.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Just like, you should have let yourself die, man. Then he gets all pissed off at Ray Romano.
That's right.
Oh. Boxers
well,
are briefs.
Show.
Boxer. Oh, okay. They didn't ask. That's fine.
That's it for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're hanging in out there. We want to thank Dan Angler for being our associate producer. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Moon Patrol is who did the design, the logo for us. Not for us. It's one we have, the one we use. And some people keep on asking if they don't know. Toys That Kill is the song that we use for the intro. Mm-hmm. Toys That Kill, this is a song a little bit stranger off their album, The Citizen Abortion. If you liked any of the stuff, music is, I almost forgot about this one last music news thing, and then we'll end the show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Protesters are out there, and that's great. Protest, exercise your First Amendment right.
Be safe.
D and I went to the protest the other day, and, once it kind of started marching on, we just started picking up trash and helping pick up trash. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can be involved in this, and it's not all violent. It's like, you know, you can go listen to speakers. You can, show your support for the movement, and then you can get out of there before you feel that you might be in any danger. Mm-hmm. Or in, you know, there's ways to help out. You can there's tons of people passing out snacks and water. It's a really, really great time, for a good cause. It's everyone's wearing masks, everyone's doing their best. There was protests in New York where they were going over, I think, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the cops wouldn't let them off. The cops were, of course, waiting for curfew to start, and so they could do their thing, as it were, which is, of course, police brutality. Mm-hmm. And
it's got their name in it.
And and this is this is something that the crowd started to chant as the cops wouldn't move out of their way.
Get out the way! Get out the way! Bitch, get out the way! Ooh, bitch, get out the way! Get out the way! Bitch, get out the way! Ooh,
sound of revolution in America. Brought to you by Ludacris.
But yeah, so that's it. If you're listening to this today, Friday, when this episode comes out, go on to Bandcamp. They are they're doing the thing they do where once a month, all proceeds go to the artist. And in this case, a lot of labels and a lot of artists are given 100% of their profits that they're getting 100% of to great causes to help out this fight we all are finding ourselves in. Whether you like it or not.
Yep.
That's it. We're going to end with a track from the new Run the Jewels album, which is so good.
Mm-hmm. I have not.
It's so good.
Had the chance to listen to it yet, so I'm excited, but dropped it early for it.
I think they decided to just like, they're like, you know, people need music right now. Give it out. Yeah. And they released it early, and it's great.
Go download it, it's pay what you will, 100% of the proceeds, you got to pay $1, I think, dollar or more, but the proceeds go to helping out with charities that those guys have picked out, so and they are both very well informed and probably have picked out some great charities.
Yes. This is I don't know. I think it's my favorite. It might be my second favorite Run the Jewels. And I think it's like, I think I'm going, my list may be like 2, 4, 1, 3. What do you think, Neil?
2, 4, 1, 3. I might swap 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. Well, this is Ooh La La. Sorry about the first episode, and keep your head up.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red or red. You go hold the egg, wait to bring a check. When we talk, we collision cars. Keep us in your thoughts, fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy.
First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking raw. Stay tall, oysters on the half jail. Sushi bar, life a bitch and the pussy. Fear still fuck the raw. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Got the simmy in the hemi. Go and gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics. RJ Ruder damage, y'all. And I rap it, pornographic. Beat set up the camera.
Ooh la la, we wee. Ooh la la, we wee. Ooh la la, we wee. Ooh la la, we wee.
Disruption, I got you covered, I'm busting. My brother's a runner, he crushing, it's no discussion. I used to be muskin', I wasn't supposed to be nothing. Y'all fuckers corrupted, I'm up to something disgusting. My pockets are proper this season, I love the couple. I'm afraid of nothing but nothing, this ain't it something. Warmongers are dumping, a point and click at your pumpkin. You're suffering disruption, so put your kids in the oven.
Fuck a king or queen and all of their lost subjects. I pull my penis out and I piss on their shoes in public. People, we the pirates, the pride of this great republic. No matter what you order, motherfucker, we what you stuck with. Sorry. I used to love Bruce, but living my vida loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we usher in chaos, just know that we did it smile. Cannibals on this island, inmates run the asylum.
Ooh la la, we hey. Ooh la la,
DJ, DJ, DJ. DJ.